It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Hundreds of Coloradans gathered for a virtual town hall last night to grieve for shooting victims in Atlanta earlier this week and to discuss the problem of anti-Asian violence closer to home. CPR's Haley Sanchez reports.
Some people at the meeting talked about the harassment they've experienced over the last year, especially as some politicians have continued to use anti-Asian rhetoric to talk about the coronavirus. Others said they were feeling overwhelmed, frustrated, and angry. About 40 incidents involving verbal, physical, and other forms of harassment were documented in Colorado between March of last year and February this year. That's according to Stop AAPI Hate, a group that's been tracking the crimes since the start of the pandemic. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
A community group in the San Luis Valley is helping Latinos access COVID-19 vaccines. KRCC's Elena Rivera has more on their outreach efforts.
Luis Murillo works with Los Promotores del Valle de San Luis, who have been helping agricultural workers across the region connect with coronavirus information. Now the group is partnering with state health officials and local area churches to host vaccine clinics. Murillo says the group is calling people to sign them up for appointments and offering translation services.
It just feels like we are contributing to people's happiness and health and for all of us to just get back to some sense of normality here in the Valley.
He says a clinic in Alamosa this weekend plans to distribute 250 vaccines. Other organizations like Valleywide Health Systems have also held vaccine clinics at potato warehouses for workers in early March. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
More Coloradans are eligible for the vaccine starting today. That includes people 50 and older and frontline workers in many occupations. The change makes shots available to 2.5 million more people. And to meet that demand, the state is opening 6 mass vaccination sites that will be able to vaccinate 6,000 people a day. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.